It's April. Natalie Hoberman is sitting in her AP government class.
It was one of my hardest classes.
The school day is almost over. The class is reviewing for a test when she notices the school police officer standing at the door.
Which is already pretty intimidating.
The officer walks in and pulls the teacher aside before asking for Natalie to come out into the hallway. She's not the type of student to get into trouble, so she starts to freak out.
And all of a sudden, there's people looking at me and saying, like, what is she doing? Why is she being escorted out? And he's telling me that my car got hit. So I'm like, oh, no.
Mid-walk, she checks her phone and sees a text from some guy with a number she doesn't recognize.
So I see it, and he's like, hi, Natalie. I had to go pick up my parents from the airport. I was rushing, and I hit your car. I'm so sorry.
Natalie is getting scared now. Her blue Jetta was in pristine condition. She wonders how much damage was done, how much it's going to cost to fix, and if this guy will pay for it. They're getting close to the car now. The officer points to where the damage is, and that's when she sees it. There's a new license plate on her car. It says, Prom? Question mark. At that moment, the trunk of the car in front of hers pops open.
I just kind of came out with a tuxedo shirt.
Out pops Adam Sewer, Natalie's longtime boyfriend, holding flowers.
To be a little funny, I played Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
This is what's known as a promposal. It turns out it's not enough to just ask someone to the prom anymore. One Crop High student showed up at the airport dressed like a chauffeur to meet his would-be date and ask her to prom. Another student spelled out prom question mark in tea lights in the driveway of the girl he wanted to ask. And another Crop student created the video that you're hearing now at Ultra to ask his date. Promposals take many forms, but there is one unifying characteristic. Your promposal must be shared on social media.
If you want to get attention with so many people on there, you have to do something big.
Dion Stevens is a teen psychology expert at Florida International University. The way she sees it, promposals are about the classic social hierarchy in high school. Except now, the right promposal on the right social media network is a shortcut to celebrity.
You can be the biggest geek, you know, not have the greatest clothes, etc. But if you do something different, you can become a star. And so in a sense, what we're finding is that this is another way that we're seeing how culture is pushing this sort of cult of celebrity via social media.
For Adam Sewer, the trunk promposal wasn't about celebrity. It was about expectations. He'd been dating Natalie for a long time, and he could have just asked her to the prom over the phone. But he knows Natalie better than that.
It would have been more disappointing, but it wouldn't have been a deal breaker. Like, I still would have gone.
Natalie and Adam will be heading off to the prom tomorrow night. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.